Hey, it's the Sax Man, and I've got Philly Ocean on the phone, lead singer from the amazing Yachtly Crew. They're going to be in town on the 18th at the GSR for a great benefit, communities and schools in Northern Nevada, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you. How you doing today, Philly?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. We're so excited.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm honored to have you on the show, and we're so honored to have you coming into town to play some music for us, and I'm so looking forward to hearing you guys. I've been in a Yacht Rock for quite a while now, and even more diligently over the last few years since we started up the Yacht Rock show every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, and I'm really having a good time with this music. What I'm curious about is how you got to Yacht Rock.
So the band was kind of conceived by our bass player and our drummer back in 2016, I think was the year. We've been doing this for 8 years, and honestly, everyone in the band, we've all loved this music our entire lives. I have incredibly fond memories going back to my childhood listening to this music in the car with my dad. But the idea was really just born out of, you know, no one was doing anything with this music. We loved it so much, and we thought, man, this would be a really potentially fun thing to do, but we never knew if anyone would be into it the way that we were. We did it for fun, start off. You know, we'll see if anybody likes this. And pretty early on, honestly, we realized that people were into this music, and they were into what we were doing with it, and they really enjoyed the show. And so we just kind of kept it going the past 8 years, and it's been really incredible to see the audience grow in the way that it has.
Well, it's great that everybody's really showing the interest in the music. This is music that I grew up with as well, and music that I played in bands. I'm a musician myself. That's why they call me the Sax Man. I was playing this music when it first came out in a lot of different top 40 bands.
Right.
And that's because, I mean, of course, so many different saxophone lines and all of these great tunes.
Yeah, they're the best.
It was just tailor-made for me. And I actually got turned on to Yacht Rock, of all places, out on the playa in Black Rock City at the Burn, of all things. And when you get here to town,
wow,
I'll give you a little bit more in-depth on that story. I think you'll get a big kick out of it.
That sounds great.
It was quite the introduction, you know, to the whole attitude of Yacht Rock. And like I said, this music was the soft rock, the easy rock, the fun stuff when I was getting going. And I'm glad that we both got into this music. And I'm so glad that you guys have taken it to the next level. I unfortunately missed you on your last appearance when you came into town and you were over at another one of our local casinos playing in the small club. I was hipped up to that by one of the other guys here at the station. And then when I listened to you guys, I was just blown away. You do everything that you do so well. And compliments given, where they are well deserved, my friend. And you said the drummer and the bass player got this band together, and I'm so glad that everything panned out as the Yacht Rock craze got bigger and bigger. What kind of stuff were you doing in the bands you were in before this band came around?
So, you know, between me and all the other guys, there's seven of us in the band. We've been in everything from blues bands to jazz bands. Our guitar player is a brilliant solo musician and songwriter, 80s bands. We're all lifelong musicians. We've been working diligently in the music industry for our whole careers, pop bands, and you name it. As a musician, one of the greatest things you can be is versatile. To have a breadth and a depth of knowledge about the music industry is really an awesome thing to bring to the table, especially when you're playing Yacht Rock, right? Because the background and the songwriting for this style of music incorporates R&B, soul, jazz, rock and roll, all these different musical styles. So you have to have the ability to play these songs the best that you can. I mean, the artists that make up Yacht Rock are some of the best songwriters, singers, and musicians that have ever lived. When you look at Toto and Steely Dan, Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, and many, many, many more. I mean, these guys were the top of their industry. And so we really had to dedicate ourselves to playing these songs at the level that they play them. We committed about 6 months almost just working on the show and on these songs and getting them right.
Well, I'm glad that you guys put the time in, because that's what it's all about. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. This is one of the most diverse musical styles that I've run across, with influences from everywhere, and the musicianship is absolutely outstanding on all of this material. Absolutely outstanding. You guys do an amazing job from what I've heard, and I'm so looking forward to hearing you guys perform live. It's just going to be so much fun, and I'm glad that you're on the big stage at the Grand Sierra Resort. Have you ever played that stage before?
I believe not that particular particular stage, but we play like over 100 shows a year, and sometimes it's honestly tough to remember where I was yesterday.
I understand that completely from all my years on the road doing that stuff.
Oh, it's crazy, yeah.
What stage am I in? What's the name of this venue? What city am I in? Where do we go next?
Yes.
I know.
What's my name? Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. It's great that the sound has been popularized as much as it has. Have you had the opportunity yet to see the Yacht Rock docu-mentary?
Oh, yeah, and we're actually in it. We went to the premiere here at the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles, and we were there, you know, with Christopher Cross and Micah McDonald and the guys who were there from Toto as well, David Page, and it was a pretty amazing night. And the documentary is just such an homage and a love letter to these artists. It was well deserved, and it's such a great thing to check out. If you haven't seen that documentary on HBO Max, I highly recommend it because it's just so fun. It's just such a good vibe all the way through, and you're going to learn a few things behind the music, how this came to be and everything, and it's just magical in that way.
Well, I was so very pleased to see you guys on the documentary. I was just like, oh, good. Oh, Yachtly Crew, they get their spot on this documentary because it's so well deserved.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you got to go to the premiere, a red carpet event. That must have been so much fun.
It was fun.
And hanging out with the big boys there, you know, and getting a chance to meet everybody.
Absolutely.
I've had the opportunity to meet Michael McDonald before, and he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, without a doubt. He's a real human being. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, they kind of look at stars in this business, and they kind of think unapproachable, unattainable, unreachable. And that is the farthest thing from the truth. These are some of the nicest people I've ever met in the business, and I've had such a great time getting the opportunity, whether it's briefly or in depth, you know, having the opportunity to sit down and talk with some of these guys. I really would like to know what you thought of Donald Fagen's response on the documentary to the phone call that was made to ask him to participate.
I thought it was perfect. I mean, it's perfect Fagen. It's exactly what you want from him. It's exactly what you expect. I was cracking up at that part of it. It's so funny.
I almost lost it when I heard that. I was laughing so hard. I had to pause the movie for a moment while I got my composure back again.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody hasn't seen it, they really need to listen for that moment because, as you just said, it is so Donald Fagen. In a nutshell, I loved his response. It was just
so funny, dude.
Absolutely priceless. I mean, oh, so, so perfect. Definitely appreciate you giving me a call. Is there anything else that you would like to add in for our listeners that you would like to tell them about Yachtly Crew and about your appearance here?
You know, I always like to tell the people who maybe are just hearing Yacht Rock, that term for the first time. Yacht Rock, as you've discovered in this interview, it is all of your favorite soft rock hits from the late 70s and early 80s. And these are songs that you know and love. Maybe some of them you haven't heard in 20, 30 years. But we put it on in such a super high energy, really, really fun show. We've been called the Kiss of Soft Rock, and that's what we're about. So get everybody you know who loves the songs from this era. Get them together, mix up some piña coladas at your house, and get on out to a Yachtly Crew show. It's going to be one of the funnest nights of your life.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Once again, Philly Ocean from the band Yachtly Crew, the lead singer. They're going to be here in town coming up on the 18th at the Grand Sierra Resort in the Grand Theater, one of the most beautiful stages anywhere that you'll ever have the opportunity to experience. And we're so lucky to have this venue in our area. And you guys are going to own that stage. Come on out. It's a great benefit for communities and schools in Northern Nevada. And we hope to see you there.